Well, good morning. This is Chris Lorton here from WJBM Studio. And got a little community spotlight on a good friend of mine, Garrett Brangenberg. Garrett has a new company they started. How long ago?
About 2.5 years ago.
2.5 years ago. The name of it is Green Roots Hemp Company. So, Garrett, tell me a little bit about your story.
Yeah, so we started growing in 2020, but where we started was we had an old yellow lab hunting dog, and he was having some hip and joint issues. He was kind of scared to go down a couple steps to even go outside, and my parents started giving him some CBD. This was back in 17 or 18, and I mean, it was a miracle for him. It just, I mean, changed his life. He started running outside. He acted like he had no pain whatsoever, and it really made a believer out of me. So once it became legal for us to grow in 2019, I kind of started looking into it, got a license, and we started growing in 2020. And we started with 1 acre, about 1,800 plants, and one thing kind of led to another, and we got started our own brand in 2021.
So. Wow. Now, CBD, what does that stand for?
Cannabidiol.
Cannabidiol?
Cannabidiol, yeah. My pronunciation, there's a couple different pronunciations, but yeah, it's one of over 100 different cannabinoids in the hemp plant. THC is another popular one that's in marijuana, but our plants do not have the THC. But the way CBD works is it's kind of a facilitator, so it goes to where your body needs it the most. You've got receptors head to toe, and you take it in the morning, it's going to help with anti-inflammation, pain, anxiety, stress, and then you take it in the evening time, and it's going to kind of help you decompress and kind of get ready to go to sleep.
How long has a hemp plant been used for healing?
Oh, long time. But yeah, it's been...
Didn't the Indians used to do that?
Oh yeah, yep. It's been, I think even the Romans, it's been in a long time ago. I think they even talked about it. Yeah.
And so. when did it get noticed where all of a sudden they said, oh, well, we got to make this illegal?
So that was in the 60s, I believe. Big Paper and Big Cotton, they knew that hemp was better than cotton and it was better than trees for paper, and they made it an outlaw, or they outlawed it because they saw it as a threat and
just didn't want the competition.
Yeah, exactly.
And they just kind of blackballed it.
And they grouped it in with THC, called it all sorts of bad names, devil's lettuce. Yeah,
I see.
And they started all these campaigns. They got it all outlawed, and then that's where the negative stigma comes around. But, I mean, CBD has no psychoactive properties whatsoever.
And didn't they used to make rope? They
yep,
make rope.
Yep. Yeah, you can make all sorts of things: textiles, paper, clothing, plastics, biodegradable plastics. I mean, it's, the opportunities are endless, and then you can use the seeds. It's one of the best protein seeds out there. It's got all 9 essential amino acids, and flaxseed is the only other one that's comparable. So
yes, you grow it there on your farm, and you got any other jobs? Do anything else?
I do not. Nope. I was a CPA doing public accounting, and I got out of that, and I'm doing this full time now. So.
Oh yeah. Were you working for your dad?
No. I was working over in St. Louis at a accounting firm over there. So.
And do you have special equipment to grow this hemp?
Not really. No. I mean, it comes down to the soil. We have a very clean soil because we test all of our product for heavy metals, pesticides. I mean, it starts with that, but then we cut it, we hang it up in a shed, and we dry it, and then we take it to our processors, and they have all the special equipment.
And I see you brought some of your products today that I'm looking at.
Yeah.
And there's one that says mixed fruit gummies. How does that help me or help?
So that's our 50 milligram CBD gummy. It's a full spectrum product. You can take it day or night. We have people that take it to help them sleep. We have people that take it for anxiety, depression, stress throughout the day, and then also for pain, anti-inflammation purposes, and everything kind of in between.
But you don't get dizzy or anything.
Correct.
It just soothes those joints and
brings everything to a manageable, balanced level.
And then I see this other thing here, pet treats. Okay, hip and joint. So that's what you were talking about that you gave for your dog?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So we have the hip and joint pet treats and also a tincture. If your dog's picky, you can put that in their food, put it on a spoon, give it to them orally. And then we also have a calming and anxiety pet treat and tincture for the anxious dogs and the ones with like separation anxiety, fireworks.
Trains.
Yep. Exactly.
Yes. I gotcha. Then we have CBD oil. It looks like it's a spray.
That's a lotion. That's kind of an all-purpose lotion, topical. Arthritis pain, muscle pain.
I don't know if it's that one, but I got something for you for my mom. She's 92 years old, and she's got aches and pains and joints, and she loved it.
It really helped her. That's the one.
Yep, and then we have full-spectrum CBD oil capsules.
Yeah.
What do you do with this?
So that you can, that's kind of easier than a tincture. You don't have to put it on your tongue. You can just kind of take that with your daily vitamins, morning or night.
An eyedropper called Balance and Relief. How about that one?
Yeah. So that's a tincture. So you put that underneath your tongue, you hold there for a minute or so. It bypasses the digestive system and it's more immediate and more effective.
I brought one with me that I got from you, the sports stick. Because I have a shoulder that bothers me, and it'll wake me up in the middle of the night, and I'll get up and I'll go rub this on. It's a stick, and whew, back to sleep.
That's my favorite one. That's kind of like a Biofreeze Icy Hot, but I say it's on steroids because it actually penetrates and helps to reduce that inflammation that's causing your muscle pain. So,
well, fantastic, fantastic. I think it's really exciting that you started this business. It's right here in Jersey County.
Yes, sir.
And you're the only one doing it around here, right?
Yeah, well, there's some other brands, but they have some different products. Their processing might be different than ours as far as how it gets processed and turned into the different products.
Well, it's so natural.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
It's not like taking all this other stuff that the pharmacies are pushing at you.
Exactly. That's our goal, is to provide a natural remedy for all sorts of issues. So
now how can we get this?
Yeah, so we have an online shop. You can order online, greenertshempco.com. And then we also sell to different shops around the area here in Jerseyville. To name a few are Outrageous Outdoors. They carry our full line of products. The Sunshine Boutique has a few of our products. Dr. Ravi Patel, he carries some of our products. Get your back adjuster, go get a massage there. And we have some pet groomers that also carry the product. So, but yeah, I mean, feel free to reach out. We can point you in the right direction.
Online. What's that name again?
www.greenrootshempco.com.
So if I just pressed in Green Roots Jerseyville, would it come up?
It should, yes.
Okay.
Yep, Green Roots Hemp, yep.
Well, thanks so much for coming into the studio today.
I appreciate you having me.
It's exciting.
It is.
And I know business is going great.
It is. It's going great. Yeah, feel free to reach out with any questions. I mean, we're more than happy to help.
And you can go online. You can look at all your different products that you have, because you got a lot more than this.
Yes, sir. And we even have a Hemp 101 section that kind of describes how it works in your body and kind of gives you more in-depth information on it all, too.
That is great. Such a pleasure to have you.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
Best of luck to you.
I appreciate that.
A big shout out for Garrett Brangenberg, Jersey County boy, Green Roots Hemp Company.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Garrett.